Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Share number 57. We're up to the third Hallelujah. In the blue, Chaim Shlomo Shalom Siddur can be found on page 34, line number 11. What we'll do tonight, Yemir Hashem, we'll first begin with a little introduction, just to explain what we're discussing here tonight, and focus in on one point of these psukim, one main point, and try to tie it in a little to the time period which we are in now, the 3 weeks, Chaf Vav Tammuz, Tavshin Samach Zayin, Rosh Chodesh Av is approaching. So we'll try to tie in the Hallelujah of praising Hashem to the time period of the 3 weeks, the morning period of the 3 weeks. As we've discussed in the past, the five Hallelujahs, which it's the third after Ashrei, it's really the last of the five in the 150 chapters of Tehillim, of David HaMelech. It is discussing, we are in the context, as our Schwab explains, as of Yemos HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach, which is exactly what we always pray for, especially during this time period of the 3 weeks. David HaMelech is visualizing the entire spiritual and physical universe, expressing the songs of praise. He's expressing the songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu under the direction of the Melech HaMashiach, the King, the Mashiach. Who is this Melech HaMashiach? None other than, of course, David HaMelech himself. As we say in Davni, Adei David Mashiach Avdecha, now, David HaMelech, according to this, will be reincarnated, and he himself will come back and be the Melech Mashiach. So just as a conductor, Rav Schwab explains, he directs with his baton in the different sections of his orchestra, the strings, the winds, the different instruments. They all make the beautiful sounds to come to praise Hashem. That's what this capital, that's what this chapter in Tehillim over here, that's what we are doing now. We are coming to say the praise of Hashem. We start with the Shemesh Yareach, line number 11, Haluah Hashem, from the Shemayim, from the heavens. Haluah Bamraimim, praise Hashem, from above, from the heights. We go further, the Malachov, the angels, and all the hosts as well. Then we go to the moon, the sun, the moon, the universe, the stars, the visible aspects of the world. Then we go to the super galaxies, those things that we don't see. Halua Shmei Shemaim. Line number 15. Everything is praising God. And we all come to sing this beautiful song to Hashem, that you, Hashem, although as great as you are, you still look down on us over here. That's one of the main points of this capital, of this chapter. Let's spend a little time on the pasuk that discusses that the angels, the hosts, line number 13, Halu Chol Malachov, Halu Kol Tzivov. The hosts, the angels, they praise Hashem. The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim Volozhin, one of the primary students of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, he tells us that before the Malachim, before the angels come to praise Hashem, it is we who have to praise Hashem first. And then only after we praise Hashem do they have that permission, that ability, the power to then come ahead and come along and praise Hashem. What is the lesson? What are we being taught over here from Rav Chaim Volozhiner? He's telling us, as we've mentioned in the past, and Mitzvah Hashem, God willing, we'll mention in the future as well, that the world lies in our hands. We can make it, or God forbid, we have that potential of destruction as well. The malachim, the angels, cannot praise Hashem until we come to praise Hashem first. Kadosh, 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 we say every day. After we say Kadosh, 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 Hashem is Kadosh, Hashem is holy, above, below, and forever. Only then can they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh to Hashem. Step number one is the power is within us. Hashem imbued in us this ability to run the whole entire world. The sun, the stars, the moon, everything, the fish, they all come to praise Hashem. Hashem created this world for one purpose. For us, for Klal Yisrael, for the Jews. And what's the purpose Hashem created us? To learn the Torah, to fulfill the mitzvahs, to praise God. And what is one of the greatest ways of praising Hashem? By fulfilling the Torah. Learning the Torah. Fulfilling the mitzvahs, learning the mitzvahs, accomplishing the mitzvahs. That is a praise to Hashem. Let's go down now to line number 18. Halalu es Hashem in Oretz, Taninim v'chol tohoimus. We're praising Hashem min Oretz, Taninim, which we'll translate in a minute, Chol tohoimus, and all the depths of the sea. What are Taninim?
Sea monsters.
Sea monsters. Have you ever seen a sea monster? I haven't seen a sea monster. No, me neither. Okay, that's a good answer, a good translation. That is one of the translations which is given, a sea monster. Another one is a nachash, the snake. Another one is a sea monster which looks like a snake.
Eel?
Well, I don't know. It's a giant sea monster. And Yemes Hashem, for the rest of this year, we'll try to focus a little on this point of the Taninim. We'll start with the first pshat. First understanding is as follows. We begin with the Medrash, tells us as follows. Hakol mikalsin, the Medrash shoycher toiv, in Kuf Memches, Hakol mikalsin es ha-melech, everybody praises the king. The king here is God. Who praises him first? Umi mikalas tchilo, mishu godol mechaveroi, the one that is bigger than his friend. He goes first. Umi he magdoilim, who are those that are bigger? Elu hataninim, these are the taninim, the sea monsters, snakes, these giant animals. Where does the Medrash take us from? Shneimar, as it says in the pasuk, "Vayivra Elokim es hataninim hagdoilim." Hashem created the taninim hagdoilim. In the Rakeach, one of the Rishonim explain, these taninim are these big fish in the water, in the sea. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, and Chazal referred to them as Leviyasa. Sounds familiar, right? The Leviyasa. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the male Leviathan and the female Leviathan. And if they would reproduce, the world would not exist. Real estate is bad enough in New York. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu salted the Nekeva, he killed the Nekeva, the female one. And he salted it for the tzaddikim in the future. And the Rashba, in his explanation on this Gemara, in Bava Basra, the Fine Dalit, he explains, before I continue, I want to tell you, part of what we're discussing tonight is far beyond my abilities. So if I mention the Zohar HaKadosh, please don't think I understand it properly. I'm just quoting from the Sefer here. I don't want to give the wrong impression or mislead people. We'll continue now. The Rashi explains that the point of this Suda, which will take place with the Tzaddikim in the future, is to give them a clarity of the mind so that they can understand more of Hashem. The Rambam says as follows. In Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, Rudal, it's similar. And he adds as follows. In regards to Olam Haba, the Rambam writes that Chazal tell us that Tzaddikim are Yoshvim, the Tzaddikim, the righteous ones, are sitting, Batroseim, Barosheim. Imagine the scene, right here, Tzaddikim in front of us. And crowns on their head. Benenin, Meziv, Hashchina. And they are delighting in the radiance of God's radiance. Shiyoidim Masigin Me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are they, what's the joy, what's the delight? Because they understand. They understand God. We've been discussing many times, things happen in this world. We learn a Gemara, we learn a Rashi, we learn a Tosfos, and we don't understand it. Lost in love in the future, we're going to understand everything. The greater the tzaddik, the greater will be our understanding. The more we put into it now in this world, the more we'll understand it in the next world. V'zeh ha'schar, says the Rambam, this is the reward. She'ein schar l'mayla mimenu. There is no reward greater than this. V'ha'toivah, she'ein achrei ha'toivah. This is the greatest good that one can receive. V'hishis avulah kol nevi'im. All the prophets desired this. You tell somebody who doesn't know the first name about cars, I have a great car for you. Bring them to a car. He never drove a car. He doesn't know what a car is. And you give him this lemon. And you tell him the louder the sound, the louder the muffler, the greater it is. And the wobblier the car rides, no, because it has holes in the tires, missing air. And he'll be like, wow, great. I could go almost as fast as a bicycle now. You tell him this, the more black smoke that comes out, the more people can see you. That's it. That's the car you want. And you sell it to him. And he's totally lost. He doesn't know the first thing of what a car really is about. Now, I'm not talking about used car sales. No, it's not. The point is as follows. Sometimes we don't know what's good for us. Sometimes we don't know what we shouldn't look forward to. The Nevi'im, the prophets, they tell us the greatest thing that we can have is to come close to God. To understand the way God runs the world. To understand the secrets. And that's lost in love. That's the future. How do we attain that? That's the more we practice God's Torah, the more we learn His, fulfill His mitzvahs, then that's what the Rambam here is telling us. That's the greater knowledge, the level of knowledge we'll have and understand that car is a lemon. It's that Ferrari. That's that good car. The Rambam continues and says, the Chachamim karu lo derech mashal, the Chachamim, the wise men, call this by a mashal, for an analogy. For this good that is prepared for the tzaddikim, this leviyasan, a su'udah, a meal.
Is that literal or figurative?
Ah, that's exactly, you always do that. You always hit the nail on the head. You always do a very good job. I was just about to say, the Maharal tells us, the Maharal of Prague says, this is not literal, but this is a sense of a higher level of understanding. Ki al yale avdaitcha, don't think in your mind, ki heim etzius gashmi, that's the physical aspect we're discussing here, with the greatest well done steak, or like some people like raw. I was once by a friend's house years ago. I like my meat well done. And they bring out this meat. I thought it was still alive. And I'm looking at it. I didn't realize that everybody's looking at me throughout this plate. And I'm looking for the smallest piece. And my friend sitting next to me figures he'll be a good host. He takes the serving fork, which is of like the size of like this big. He sticks it in and puts the biggest piece on my plate. I'm thinking, oh, great. And I see that red coming out from the side.
And then it ran away.
Almost. I almost ran away. I like it well done. The Maharal is telling us that's not what we're talking about here. It's not a physical leviathan. Ki al yala al daitcha, don't think. Ki heim etzius gashmim, it's a physical food. Ki moi had dogim asher heim etzleinu, like the fish which is in front of us. Rather, they have these great attributes. And in the future, Kasha Yiknu at Tzadikim, Maile El Yoino, Yud Tzadikim Oichlam Oysom. In the future, when the righteous people, they get the reward, they will understand. Sheyushlumu B'Madre Gosum Amalosum, they will be complete people. In the mind and understanding of Hashem, at you El Yisrael call Hamaylos, until we will have all these attributes which we desire. The davar zeh nikra achila, says the Maharal. This is what's called the achila. We talk in these terms of food, of a well done, or some people apologize. Whoever likes it raw, I'll give you his address. I mean, not raw. Yeah, what's it called? Rare. Apologize. Not raw. We talk in ways in the physical sense so we can relate to it. These are the taninim. When we say in the pasuk in Tehillim that the taninim should praise Hashem, it's a reference to this deep understanding that we desire. The Nevi'im, the prophets who knew what to desire, they said this is what we should look forward to. The closeness to Hashem, the closeness to our Father. How do we accomplish that? We accomplish that by performing His commandments here. Specifically, to apply it to the taninim, which we'll get to in a few minutes, is by battling with the Yetzer Hara. The Sefer Orchat Tzadikim brings down the story, a king coming back from a victory, a battle. He meets somebody and the person tells him, you think you just won the war? The war is in front of you. You won a battle. He was referring to the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavis, the Satan. He has seven names. I guess you know, different people to name from different sides of the family. So it's the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, tells us he has seven names. Those seven names are different ways he comes out and he shows his face. So when we conquer this Yetzer Hara, when he comes to us and he attacks us, and we are victorious, we have to keep in mind that is a praise to Hashem. That is a praise when we say in the Tehillim that the Taninim, Hallelujah Hashem in Aretz, praise Hashem from the earth. The Taninim v'chol tohoimos, the Taninim, the sea giants. That's a reference to us conquering the Yetzer Hara and looking forward to that prayer, that closeness to Hashem. Step one of the Tanin. Step two is the Taninim is a reference to the Nachash, a snake. But it's plural. Because the Zohar Kodesh tells us, Hashem created the taninim agdoilim, the big taninim. Now we'll translate them as snakes.
Weren't they used to punish the Avnei Israel at some point?
Weren't they used in the past?
Yeah.
Or will they be used?
Weren't they used sometimes?
Where was this?
I try to remember, but it was somewhere in Kunishba. can't remember. That's it, yeah. We're complaining about this. But,
right, okay. But that's not right now. That's a different point. Okay. This is reference to Yaakov and Esav. That's the Tanin we're referring to. How is Yaakov and Esav a snake? We're calling Yaakov a snake? The Zohar Kodesh says that there are two aspects here. A snake bites, doesn't get any pleasure. The bite of a snake doesn't enjoy it. It bites the bite. Yaakov Avinu, when he serves Hashem, when he served Hashem, he served Hashem with the same mindset. He served Hashem with the mindset to do it for the sake of the mitzvah and not to get his reward, not to get his pleasure. In the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, which we quote often, we just quoted it before, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he told his son, Rav Yitzchak Volozhiner, Volozhiner was the town, he told his son Rav Yitzchak, he told him as follows. Before we say what he told him, there's four different chapters, four different gates, really, to Nefesh HaChaim. The first gate deals with Tzelem Elokim, the image of God. It's a very esoteric sefer, important for every single Jew. The next chapter discusses tefillah, Shaar tefillah. How to understand what tefillah really is about. The third chapter is, excuse me for saying it like this, not that I know what I'm talking about, a lot of Kabbalah in there. The fourth chapter is called Shaar HaTorah, the Gate of Torah, which is important for, once again, to understand what is Torah, what is it doing for us, what are we doing? What do we think Rav Chaim Volozhiner would tell his son to be careful with on a constant, on a regular basis? Make sure you know all these gates very well, and in each gate are different chapters. I'd assume that's what he would tell him, right? Yes? No? That's not what he told him. He says as follows. These are the words from Yitzchak Volozhiner. He would say that his father would always tell him. What would a father tell his son? He would be rogil, on a regular basis, rebuke me as follows. Al shira she'eineni mishtatef b'tzara d'achrino. That he saw I was not involved with the pain of other people. These were his words to me on a regular basis. Man was not created for himself. Man was created to give to others. Continues and says, "V'don hayro, I hate shalom, love peace, roide shalom, run after peace. Oyv it's a briyot, the pasuk, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, love the creations, and do what? The karvan la tayra, and bring them back to the tayra." Yaakov Avinu didn't do things for himself. Loy la atzmai nivra. What else did Yaakov Avinu do for us? We call him Avinu, our father. Why is he our father? Our father gives us our eye color. Our father gives us our hair color. Our DNA. There is a spiritual DNA which our Avos HaKadoshim, which Yaakov Avinu gave us. What is that spiritual DNA? That he imbued inside of us as well, that ability. Lo la'atzmai nivra. We were not created for ourselves. We are created for others. We are now in the 3 weeks, in a time period where we are in the mourning period of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we have to focus and concentrate. Loi la'atzmai nivra. When a person focuses and realizes, I am not created for myself, but I'm created to give to others, it's another antidote, another way of fighting that sinat chinam, that yitzhar hara, that says, speak lashon hara. We come to speak Lashon Hara many times because we're jealous of others, not we, but somebody. Because that person has what I think I deserve. But if we realize we're here for each other, the Taninim should come praise Hashem. How are these sea giants, these snakes, praising Hashem? That's another understanding when we say this pasuk. To realize to give to others. Lo yila atzmai nivra. We're not created for ourselves. And as we know in Mitzrayim, Paro gave us avodas perach. What was avodas perach? Work, back-breaking work. But it wasn't just a physical work. It was a work which had no means to it. There's a story with a person who was in jail. He was for 20 years. He was pushing that mill, which we discussed, pushing it, going in circles day after day after day. And they told him he was grinding the oil, the grapes, pressing them, producing. They told him, "You're a free man. Go home now." You can imagine what the person, how excited he was. He asked one question. "Allow me to see what I produced over all these years. The oil, the grapes. I smashed them, I crushed them. Let me see what I accomplished." And they told him, "Grapes, oil. You were pushing this stick, this heavy stone, for 20 years. You didn't do anything. That was your punishment." And he dropped dead on the spot. That's avodas perach. Avodas perach is not just a physical back-breaking work, but mentally, it doesn't make any sense. It says the Shem Shmuel, continues from what he said earlier, that's the point of Taninim here as well. That the Nachash doesn't get pleasure of what he does. We have a mitzvah to do something, so we do it. The focus is not what I enjoy from it, what I don't enjoy from it. And this we inherit from our father, Yaakov Avinu. That's the second understanding of Taninim. And now we come to the third understanding of Taninim. That when we say Taninim in this pasuk, and Halleluko, Hallelu as Hashem in the Aretz, praise Hashem from the Aretz, from the earth, Taninim, the sea giants, the snakes, V'chol Tehoimois, and all the watery depths, everything, the heavens and earth, they all come to praise Hashem. What's another lesson of Taninim? The Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Gimel, it refers to Paro Melech Mitzrayim as Taninim. Paro said, "I am God. I created the sea, I created this Nilus, the river. I don't need a God. Mi Hashem Ash Eshma B'Koyle. Who is God that I should listen to His voice?" The Tumah, the impurity of Paro, is brought out from this understanding of Taninim, of Koychi V'Oitzim Yodi. I can do everything. I don't need anybody else. Gaiva, arrogance. That's what we're discussing here in this third understanding of Taninim. As we explained, that this Taninim is a sea giant, a sea monster that looks like a snake. And there's specific reasons, which we'll get to right now, as to why the first time Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, and he made this snake out of a stick. He took his stick and it turned to a snake. And Rabbeinu Bachai tells us, on the Pasuk Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yod, he tells us that it could have turned to anything. Horse, cow, a lion. Why did it turn into a snake? Because just like the Nachash, the snake, he sinned with Lashon Hara. He told Chava, "You could eat from this tree." He said Lashon Hara. And we are here in Baal Kinwa today because of Lashon Hara. We are not in Yerushalayim today, but to build Beis HaMikdash, for you to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. You're a Levi, right? No Levim here. No one's singing here. Sorry. But we sing over here in the Halleluka. Levi? The Levi, yeah. You sing in the Beis HaMikdash. And Yisraelim who come to the Beis HaMikdash. The message here is that the Taninim, Paro is like the snake. He said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyloi. Who is God? I should listen to His voice. Lo Yedati Yes Hashem. I don't know God. I'm God. Paro said, I'm God. So Hashem said, you think you're God? You're nothing more than that snake. That first snake, that Nacha Shakadmani, that first snake who spoke Lashon Hara, you are just like him. And we were talking here in this third understanding of Taninim, that we have to battle this Yetzer Hara of Paro. But Paro represents gaiva, arrogance. We have to battle this arrogant mindset. God says, if there's a person who is gaivadik, he's an arrogant person, the two of us, the world is not big enough for the two of us. Let me tell you something, God's not going anywhere. What that means is this person is not going to be around too long. So how do we say, Hallow is Hashem in Oretz, Taninim. We're saying now it's the Taninim. How is the Taninim, how is this guy with this arrogance praising God? And the answer to that lies in a very important point. Does the Yetzer Hara want us to sin? Why not? That's his job, right? And the answer is the Yetzer Hara does not want us to sin. The Yetzer Hara was created with all the knowledge needed to trick us, to attack us, to find that funny bone, that find a little opening to cause us to sin. But he doesn't want us to sin. And that's what it means when it says, Halu es Hashem in the Oretz Taninim. Praise Hashem from the Oretz, from the earth. And the Taninim, the sea giants. So for reference to the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara really doesn't want us to listen to him. And when we conquer that Yetzer Hara, we have a battle against the Yetzer Hara, against that evil inclination. And when we win, he goes ahead and he praises Hashem and says, look at me, Hashem. I am coming to praise you. Because your children, they won over me. I fought with him. Pulled out all the tricks in the book. And then some. The new editions as well. And he won. Hallelu es Hashem. Hallelu es Aretz. Hallelu es Hashem in Aretz Taninim v'chol ta'imais. This is an occasion where the Taninim, the Yetzer Hara, comes and praises Hashem. The Sefer Avodas Yisrael, the Kodesh of Magid, lived around couple hundred years ago, 150 years ago. He asked in the Medrash. The Medrash tells us as follows. There was a wrestling match, as we all know. The famous wrestling match in the Chumash. Yaakov and the angel of Esav. And unfortunately, in our mindset, excuse me for saying something now, but it's very possible where we come from, our mindset of a wrestling match might constitute three letters. Starts with a W, ends with an F. That's what a person might think when he thinks of a wrestling match. This is no wrestling match like that. Yaakov Avinu, if anybody didn't get it, I'll tell you afterwards. Yaakov Avinu was wrestling with Esav's angel in a spiritual sense. They were physically fighting, but this is a spiritual battle. The koiches of Tuma, the impurities, against the koiches of Kedusha, of purity. And who won? Count to three. Who won?
Yaakov
Avinu won.
The angel was happy.
And he said to him, you have to let go of me. Why did he say that? Because it's my turn, it's my time to go praise God. Says the Medrash, Sh'omar HaMaloch LeYaakov, the Maloch says to Yaakov Avinu, Higiyah Zmani Loi Mashira, my time has come to say praise to God. You have to let me go now. We have to understand, Tzarech Bir, says the Medrash. The Kosher Samagat asked the question. Shemiyoyim shenivro soro shaleisov lo higiyaz mana shaloy mashiro ad hayoyim shemilchom biyakli. From the day he was created, from the day this angel was created, his time didn't come. His alarm didn't ring. Time to go say shira now. Time to go praise Hashem. Now is the time to go praise Hashem. Where were you all this time? And we explain as follows. Because every malach says the praise to Hashem, because if he's created from an act of chesed, an act of Torah, a letter, a word of Torah, a mitzvah, then that malach goes up. As the Mishnah tells us, every single mitzvah a person does, a malach is created. The angel of Esau is the Yetzihara. He is the Malach HaMavis. He is the Mekatreik. He's coming to attack us on a constant basis. And he tells us he really doesn't want us to listen to him. And this, as we know, is the purpose of the world. This battle with the Yetzihara. We want to do one thing, something else happens. How do we respond to it? Should we go to the Beis Medrash? Should we go learn? Should we go daven? How do we respond with our friends? How do we relate with people? This is all the Yetzirah. This is all Esau's angel. This is all the Malach HaMavis in different forms, in fashions. And he comes to attack us. But when we don't listen, and we conquer, we win that wrestling match, and we have that power that Yaakov Avinu imbued in us with that spiritual DNA, that we can win. He goes up to Hashem. Halu es Hashem min haaretz tanimim, and he praises God. And that's what it means. Hegiyaz mani loy mashira. My time has come to say praise. Because until this point, no one was as complete, as perfect as Yaakov Avinu, that was able to wage war with this Yetzirah, with the angel of Esav, and do victory and win. Comes along Yaakov Avinu, 14 years straight, day and night, no coffee, straight learning. What does this mean? I don't know. But that's what it says. 14 years straight, he learned. No coffee. No Taste's Choice. No Starbucks. His coffee was the Limud HaTorah, the learning of the Torah. The Koyach of Yaakov Avinu was the Torah, Limud HaTorah. The strength of Yaakov was coming from his Torah. Sorry? The depths. Depths. The down. We have the earth, the heavens. Everything is coming to praise Hashem in this capital, in this chapter. And that is what we say, Higiyaz Mani Loi Mashiach. My time has come to say praise. When we have that situation, when the war comes, the battle comes, the test comes in front of us, and we pass it, that's Higiyaz Mani Loi Mashiach. We now send that angel up to Shemayim And he sings praise to Hashem. That's the Taninim over here. And with that we can understand what Chazal tell us. We'll say Shema in a few minutes, we'll daven Shema. And it says, Lo'avdoi v'chol levavcha v'chol nashicha v'chol meidecha. V'chol levavcha with both your hearts v'shnei yitzrecha. All your heart v'shnei yitzrecha. Yitzer toiv v'yitzer hara. With your good inclination and your evil inclination. That's what Chazal tell us. How does someone praise God? How does someone serve Hashem with this evil inclination? Evil is something we want to avoid. But that shot, what we just said over here, that's the explanation. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to listen to him. And when we conquer the Yetzer Hara, he goes up to Hashem and he sings praise to Hashem. And we are praising, we're thanking Hashem. Says the Ayyav Yisrael. He explains that he gave us this Yetzer Hara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer Hara, it's a good thing for us. How is it good for us? Because now we have this ability to grow close to God. As we said, the first pshat, the first explanation, Taninim, is a situation of that Suda, that meal, where the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, will eat that meal with Hashem. And we said it according to the Maral, it's not just a physical sense, it's a spiritual understanding that the mitzvahs that we do here will give us that merit in the world to come to have that deep understanding, the closeness of Hashem. In the second pshat, we said that we are not here for ourselves. Just like Yaakov Avinu did the mitzvahs solely for Hashem, because Hashem commanded him to do it, so too we do the mitzvah because God commanded us to do it. As we explained, we said also as well from Rabbi Yitzchak Voloshiner that his father would constantly rebuke him on this point, that lo la'atzmai niver, we are not created for ourselves, we are created to give to others. When we focus on this point, we'll be rebuilding the base of Mikdash. And then we came to this third point, that when we battle with the Yetzer Hara, we create this malach. And when we win, this malach goes up to Hashem and says, I am here to praise you. Hallelujah! Es Hashem. Praise Hashem. Min ha'aretz. Taninim. These taninim. We create them. We create this malachim. We should all merit that through our actions, the day of Tisha B'Av should turn, as the Navi tells us, into the day of a Yontif, and not a fast day, not a day of mourning. And we should all merit that we should be sitting together like we're sitting now. The Seudas Leviyason, when Hashem will give us to eat from this Seuda, from this meal, of the taninim, of the sea giants, the snakes, the depth of understanding God, the closeness to Hashem. We should merit to see this speedily in our days, the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's through our actions that is Bayne Yerushalayim. Thank you.